Welcome to Talks from the Bible. But we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth, whereunto he called you by our gospel to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the traditions which ye have been taught, whether by word or our epistle, 2 Thessalonians 2:13 through 15. Gospel preachers always give thanks unto God for those who are converted by preaching. The design of the gospel is for the conversion of those who hear. This is God's desired plan. The lost are called or invited to salvation by the gospel. The word or the truth must be believed and obeyed. Seeing ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit, unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that ye love one another with a pure heart fervently, 1 Peter 1:22. Our purification from sin is the blessing of our obedience of the truth. By obedience we answer God's call of salvation by the gospel and become brethren who are the beloved of the Lord. When we believe the truth, we are sanctified by the Spirit of God. Sanctification means that we are now set apart unto God and prepared for service unto Him. We remember that the Corinthians, hearing, believed, and were baptized, Acts 18:8. Later, when Paul writes an epistle to the church of God at Corinth, he speaks to them that are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints, with all that in every place call upon the name of Jesus Christ our Lord, both theirs and ours, 1 Corinthians 1:2. When God calls us by the preaching of the gospel, we are able to obtain the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord, 2 Corinthians 3:18. As the beloved of the Lord and sanctified of the Spirit, we are to stand fast and hold the traditions which we have been taught. This teaching has come both by preaching and the written word. Having received the teaching of truth by the gospel, we are to continue and abide in this divine teaching. We must not err, nor turn from what we have been taught. Let that therefore abide in you, which ye have heard from the beginning. If that which ye have heard from the beginning shall remain in you, ye also shall continue in the Son and in the Father, 1 John 2:24. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.